A new survey of employers in Sangamon County shows trepidation about the local economy going forward, but it's not all bad news. Helping to sort this out with us is Ashley Kurzinger. She's the director of the Survey Research Office at UIS, which conducted the survey with the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. Ashley, we hear the economy is getting better, hearing that a lot on the national scene, but why aren't business leaders here in Sangamon County more optimistic?
You know, they are optimistic about their own firm as well as their own firm sector. Our fall survey showed the most pessimistic expectations that we had seen in a while. And the spring survey, those expectations are definitely improving. However, for the overall Sangamon County economy, expectations are still fairly negative, with people not expecting a lot of growth in the overall Sangamon County economy for the next 12 months.
And so they think they're going to do okay, but the overall it's not going to be as good as they would hope. So that would make me a little bit more concerned if I was a business person of doing investments or hiring, things like that. Even if I thought I had a good business model, I would still be concerned.
Sure. And I think that their expectations for the overall Sangamon County economy are having an effect on their business. You know, we asked them about employment in the area as well as employment for their own business, and they're expecting their employment levels to either stay the same or increase, but then overall employment in the area to decrease. So it makes us a little cautious about growth over the next 12 months.
Well, it's not surprising that we're seeing the medical and healthcare sector seem to be the place where most people have the highest expectations, at least according to this survey. But that's where we've seen the most growth as well in Sangamon County over the last few years. It has topped state government and all government in general as the top employer. So no surprise there.
No, and the medical and healthcare sector has been our most positively rated sector since we started doing the survey in fall 2008. The medical and healthcare sector, the expectations are still high for in the spring survey. They're starting to level off. They're not quite as high as they were a year ago, but they're still very, very positive. It's the most highly rated sector. The information and communication system sector is also very positive, as well as the financial sector.
Now, on the other end of the scale, though, what's at the bottom there?
You know, we asked them about 13 different sectors in Sangamon County, and the most negatively rated sector is the educational sector. And we saw a sharp decrease in expectations for the educational sector. In fact, it's the only sector that has negative expectations for the next 12 months.
Well, you can't talk about Sangamon County and the economy, though, without talking about state government. So many people rely on it for employment, but they also do business with the state. Tell us what they had to say about state government.
Sure. And you're right that they are very worried about, especially the state government, their ability to make payments to businesses. You know, a lot of businesses in the area have contracts with the state government. And so when we ask people, these employers, what kind of an effect the state finance and payment system is going to have on their business, 80% said that it's going to have a negative effect for the next 12 months, which is troubling.
And part of that is due to the late payments? I mean, or is that mostly what they're talking about?
You know, we don't know exactly what they're talking about, but the question specifically asks about payments. And so we can attribute a lot of that negativity to the late payments.
And what about infrastructure? That's discussed here as well.
Yeah, infrastructure, it's more positive than it has been in the past. We're expecting businesses expect infrastructure to not necessarily have a negative effect on their business, but not also a positive effect. So we are worried a little bit about the state of infrastructure in the area.
And we're talking with Ashley Kurzinger. She is the director of the UIS Survey Research Office. And let me ask you, as far as this survey goes, for people that aren't familiar with it, you've been doing this for a while, the office has. Explain how you go about doing this survey.
Sure. It's a biannual survey that we do every spring and fall. The office has been conducting it in cooperation with the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce since 2008. And it's great because we can track the longitudinal aspect of the economy. And so we can see how businesses and employers feel about the economy currently compared to 6 months ago, a year ago, 18 months ago, which is very nice. It's a survey of nonprofits and companies in Sangamon County. It's a mail survey. And this survey is based on 174 respondents.
And you said before that you had seen more negativity than maybe what you had seen even in past years.
Yeah. Well, our fall survey was the most negative it had been in since the height of the recession. And so we're seeing an increase in positive expectations for the spring survey, but not quite as high as they were a year ago.
Now, I know you probably have looked across the country. Are you seeing similar trends in what people feel when it comes to businesses? Is Sangamon County any different than what we're seeing maybe in other parts of the country?
You know, Sangamon County is very representative of the country, except in terms of employment rates. It seems that employment rates throughout the country are starting to bounce back a little bit faster than they are in Sangamon County. And that may have something to do with the state financial situation.
And the state's unemployment rate has also been going up at a time when nationally it's been dropping. Is there any reason to believe then that we're just maybe lagging in some way this economic recovery?
I don't know if we're lagging, but we do have to be a little bit concerned about the expectations for employment in the area.
What else should people take away from this survey that we haven't talked about so far?
You know, I'd really just like to emphasize the fact that people or employers are positive about their own businesses. They're expecting their businesses to increasingly improve over the next 12 months. And they're just skeptical about the overall economy because they don't know exactly what state leaders are going to do in terms of the budget situation.
And still, while they're optimistic, I think I saw it's roughly 70% expected either employment to stay the same, no layoffs, that's a good sign there, or expect a small increase. So really, we're not talking about, we just discussed that unemployment rate, we're not talking that most business people, though, expect that that's going to necessarily drop in a big way over the next year.
No, that is correct. And they're also not expecting capital investment in their firm to increase to a large extent either.
So everybody's just sort of waiting on the, maybe not on the sidelines, but waiting a little bit here and trying to see what the future may bring.
It is a little bit of a waiting game for employers in the area.
That's Ashley Kurzinger. She's director of the UIS Survey Research Office. This survey conducted with the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce. And Ashley, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.